past week, Daf was Daf Yud Beis in Maseches Pesachim. We're going to start in the Mishnah Daf Yud Alef and Beis. The Mishnah says as follows: Reb Meir Omer Oichlin Kol Chomesh. Reb Meir holds that chometz may be eaten the fifth hour of the day of Erev Pesach, v'sofim t'chila sheish, and there's a mitzvah drabonon, which is really based on an iser drabonon, and drabonon gave an iser achilas chometz, yisah to be nenefim chometz in the sixth hour. And like we saw in the past, midiraisim, midin hatayin is acholak, after 6 hours, the seventh hour is the deraisim. That's when this is achil and is hanom deraisim. This din rabbonon, like we see in the sugi over here, explanation for that rabbonon were concerned of a mistake, and therefore the rabbonon gave an isra ready on the sixth hour. It's achila, it's a hano, and that's therefore that the zman sreifa, which is rabbonon, is on the sixth hour already. Rashi says, "Besofim tchila sheish." The first Rashi, the avagav the whole shor shishis mideraisa sharia. Even though the entire 6 hours is really mutim in atayra, because rabbonon aloh, rabbonon made exeder rabbonon dil matoy. Because then a person will make a mistake. Besof al shvi shishishis, and I think on the 7th hour, that it's still the 6th hour, and therefore he'll conduct himself with the dinim of the 6th hour, and he'll be over at the raisim. So that's why Chazal gave an iser on the 6th hour. A person shouldn't come to be over at the raisim. Aval chamishis loytoy on the 5th hour loytoy lemeimer al shvishi chamishis, but on the 5th hour, that Remeir says there's no concern that a person who come to think on the 7th hour, when it really reached the 7th hour, that's the 5th hour, and therefore it wasn't necessary to put any surim on the 5th hour. That's why the 5th hour was mutter according to Reb Meir. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda, the second sheet in the Mishnah, says, Oichlin kol arba. It's mutter to eat only till the end of the 4th hour. However, at the 5th hour already, that already starts in Sidrabon. Toilin kol chomish. Toilin kol chomish. The din of toilin, like we'll see in the Rashi, that means that there's, the chometz is hanging. That means that one may not eat the chometz. However, hano is still permitted, and therefore there's no sreifa at this point. V'sofim t'chila sheish. Sreifas chometz is v'tchila sheish, which means that Rabbi Huda agrees that the Issa, this the Chazal gave an Issa Hano from Chometz first starts in the 6th hour, and that's why the Shefas Chometz is first in the 6th hour. What he's adding in is that right in the 5th hour there's an Issa Achila, and one may not eat Chometz. So that's what it means when it says Toilin Ko Chomesh. Right, Toilin, Loshon of Toilin is, like Rashi says, Ein Oichlin Vein Sorfin, you can't eat it, but we don't burn it because Hano, benefit, is still permitted. Zok Rashi, Toilin Kol Chomesh. Ve'ena Oichel. During the 5th hour, one may not eat it. The toy v'sover al shvi shichemishis. Rabbi Huda holds that we are concerned about that, that a person will mix the 5th and the 7th hour. Mi'u lisreif ena yitzorach. But to burn, at this point, it's not as man sreifo, meaning to say that there's still hano permitted. A person could feed it to his animal, or for that matter, any other way of getting hano. However, the 6th hour, that's totally awesome, just like we mentioned before in Reb Meir. The Mefarshim ask over here a question that should be raised. How do we understand Rabbi Yehuda's Shita as far as the fifth hour is concerned? The issue over here seems to be that we're concerned that a person will mix up the hours. And Minat Torah, the seventh hour, is an Isser. And we're concerned that he's actually going to be in the seventh hour. He's going to think that he's in an earlier hour. And that's why Chazal gave the Isser that you have on that later hour, on this hour. So according to Rameir Shita, that concern was on the sixth hour. So from you understand, the sixth hour has the full Isser of the seventh hour. Isser Achila, Isser Hano. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that he was concerned even on the fifth hour, the person will think on the seventh hour that that's the fifth hour, so it should follow that the full Isser that you have on the seventh hour should be on the fifth hour. How did it come to be that there's a split over here? The fifth hour is only Asa B'Achilas Mutar B'Hanoah. If the concern is that he's going to mix up the hours, then whatever is also on the seventh hour should have been also on the fifth hour for that matter. Unfortunately, talk about this question. If those who have a Gemara over here that has been forged from the back, the Rashash over here asks the question. Look in that. I guess in these Gemaras in the Kaves and Forshim over there. Well, today they rearranged the Forshim, so not everyone has the same thing over here. But the more recent Gemaras, okay, see. You see the Rashash over there is, and those Gemaras should be here. We'll have to find it for everyone. 1 second. Here. And that Yud Aleph Amud Beis on the Mishnah. Let me see if I can find it over here. Yeah. Okay, let's see. What do you have over here? See, in the back they have. Okay, this is Oitzim Meforshim. Oitzim Meforshim. And these are in the new Gemaras. You turn to the daf over here. Daf. See, on the top they tell you where the daf is.
Yeah.
Thank you. Daf Yud Aleph from the base. Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph on the Beis, on the Mishnah. Here, this is the Rashi. Yud Aleph on the Aleph, on the Beis. Rashi Gemara Masnissen. Here, right over here. See this piece.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, everyone has? Okay. See, the Rashash asks over here, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tolan Kol Chomesh, L'chayra Yifla. I said, it seemed to be a wonder over here, a hard question. Kivan Disar Hano Mizayin Hugam Kemidarais, being that after, already in the seventh hour, there's an Isar Hano, not only is it also to eat Chomets, but it's Nisar Hanom, who gam kim midiraisa v'loikin olov. That's also midiraisa, and there's a malchus. Gives us a maramokum about that. I'm Mishnah Melech, but perakei mehilchus say the Torah. So therefore, he asks, madua loy gazuin on aleha gam kim kmei bachilo. Why is there no gzera on that? I mean, the concern, like we said, the concern is that the hour is going to be mixed up. You're going to mix up the fifth and the seventh hour. So whatever issa you have on the seventh hour, you got to put on the sixth, on the fifth hour. How did it come to split? Yesh loymar. So he answers, shloy rot lahachma kol kach. Chazal didn't want to be machmer so much. It's an issa drabonon. They didn't want to be machmer so much to take away total benefit. So that's why over here they only assered achila, not hano. And the Rashash tells us that we find a similar thing other place, in another place. Vashkon Chagavn Linyan Basar B'cholov. He says that by Basar B'cholov, the Isser of Basar B'cholov, also we find such a difference. Da'avagav Da'agim L'Issurim Shiboy, the three Issurim, Dehem Achila Hanol Bishul Shovin L'Issurim, Noman HaTerim, the Isser Basar B'cholov includes three Issurim. Achila, Hano, and Bishul. Right, the meat cooking the two together is also awesome. Now they're all equal, Minatar. Mikom Mokom, Bimayde Gozer Midivrehim, but we're Chazal Burgoyzer. For example, let's say Basar Oif, chicken, which is a Isser Rabbanon, other places. Loi Gozer El Al Achila. Only Achila is also. That means a person may cook chicken and milk. Person may have hano from chicken and milk that's cooked together. Just can't eat it. Even though Chazal made this gzera because of the deraisa, and the deraisa there's an iser hano and an iser bishul. He says that you find that you see that Chazal times when they give their iser rabbanon, they didn't give with the full stringency of the deraisa. That's what the Rashash tells us over here. See, the Meforshim, they bring from the Ha'oros from Abba Yashiv in his Gimor Shir. Right? Someone over the years wrote Ha'oros, and he asks over here on the Rashash that the comparison over here is not such a strong comparison, because by, for example, a person, if this the Chazal gave Yisurim on eating chicken and meat together, so you're never going to come to, by doing that, it's not a question of doing a daraisa, eating that itself. If Chazal asked that, you know, we're concerned that maybe a person will learn from there or something like that. So over there, so Chazal had to give some kind of Isser over there to make a person aware that there's some kind of problem, that he shouldn't come to learn to be matter in a deraisa. So over there it's possible that it wasn't necessary to give the full Isser. But in our case over here, that the concern is that person is going to get mixed up in the hours, and we're concerned that a person is going to find himself in the seventh hour and he's going to be thinking he's in the fifth hour. So Chazal, that's why we gave Yisurim over here. So over there, we have to prevent him from being the Raisa. So we have to give the Yisurim on the fifth hour in order to save him from being over the Raisa on the seventh hour.
The Ach Cholak teaches us the only Yisurim, Yisra'an Noah Chonis also?
Yeah.
Dakha taught us that Yisra'an Chil was something
Ach Cholak.
It
didn't touch Bisus because it's Nisa Hano, yeah.
And Achila is really an under Shalav, he said, right? Achila of six after 6 hours is an under Shalav. So it's not Anush Kharis, they said last week.
That, I mean, it's not Bechlal of Shevach Siyamim, Ki Ha'al Echo V'Nichrisa, right? Right? The chorus is not on that, but the Malchus, that's what he said, it's Leikin. He brings that it's Leikin. It's interesting when the Pnei Yeshua brings the question. It says that sounds like it's not Leikin. I'm not sure what that issue is. And then we'll find he brings it more later on Chav Zayin. We'll see about that. But when the Pnei Yeshua deals with this question, he speaks that a little bit differently. He says the point that the Pnei Yeshua says over here, the chilik is as far as the hefsid is concerned. Right? The Chazal were choishish, were concerned about hefsid moment. Means like this, is that to answer from eating it, person could still derive benefit from it. Fine, you can't eat it, so you'll feed the animal, and person not losing it, and they don't have any monetary loss. But once Chazal give an Isser Hano, that's already a monetary loss. That works with different cheshbonos. So the Pnei Yeshua says that's the basis of the difference over here. That even though the chash was the same, but the difference is that what are the repercussions of this, right? In other words, that we have the same reason to aser hano and achila, because we're concerned as in the seventh hour. That's true. But there's a difference that, you know, you need a stronger reason to ask a hano than you need to ask a achila, being that by asking hano, you're already being causing a hefset of moment. So that's the difference. Now, we see over here, we see in the Meir Sheet himself, right, that there's a difference between the sixth hour and the fifth hour. Rabbi Yehuda was chayish even for the fifth hour. So even though everyone agrees, like we'll see later, Rashi speaks out, you know, Mamliel, the sixth hour, even though that's a drabonon, and then there's Chazal did ask her Hano over there. Right? They weren't concerned about the Hefsid moment. Right? As a matter of fact, Rashi says from Amliel that even Shreifas Truma, which is an Issa D'Oraisa in Abed Truma, Rashi speaks over there that the Chashash Vaday Toi, Rashi says, a much stronger concern between the sixth and the seventh hour. So over there, Chazal gave the full Issa. But in the fifth hour, it's a different level of concern. So over there, if we were to ask the question, how do you split between the Issa Hano and the Issa Achila? If you suspect that that person get mixed up, then you should have all the dinim. The answer is, you're right. But the difference is that what are you doing when you give this to do now? You're doing two different things. When you're asking Hano, you're being mafsin moment. So that you need a greater chash in order to do that. The chash of the fifth hour was not strong enough to take away someone's money. So that's why Chazal didn't go to Aser Hano. Yisra Achila, Chazal were able to do because of that concern, because of no Hefsid moment. Yes, so getting back over here. So far we have two shittas in the Mishnah as far as the Isurim Drabonon on Erev Pesach. Now it's correct to mention, I guess that, you know, the hours that we mention over here is pretty much most of the Rishayim learn that the hours that we're talking about are Shoizmani is, right, which means that it's really depending on the length of the day. That Shoy's Manis as opposed to Shoy's Shavuos. Shoy's Shavuos is a 60-minute hour. When we're talking about these hours over here, we're talking about Shoy's Manis according to the length of the day. The day is split into 12 hours, into 12 parts, and accordingly, that's how long an hour is. As far as this halach over here, Yom Nissen is pretty much even anyways. So that's the important points out by Rabbi Yashiv in the Sefer over there, that it doesn't make such a menafka mina, except that if there's an ibriyor, that's where it can make a difference. Right, and as far as how you count the Shoy's Manis, right, from, you know, that's where the Shah that we have as far as Zman Krishma, that's where the two Zman Krishmas come from, that's why we have two Zmanim on the chart, benegeit the shreifas chum. It's also, that's a question, how you count, when does the day start and the day end. Okay. Now the Mishnah goes further. Vayron Rabbi Yehuda, sheichal shol toy de psulas menoches al gav, it's the vol, see it more later. Kol's mansion menoches, kol ha'om oichlin. Rabbi Yehuda says, according to his shita, he says that there was a simen, a sign that they had a system worked out to let the people, everyone know exactly at what point of time are we holding. They had two chalas of a toida, which were chometz, toida part of the chalas, then the 40 chalas, part of them were chometz, two chalas, which were posel, sitting more later on, menoches al gago etzdevo, they were in a spot where people could see. When they were both were there, so people know that it's you're still during the fourth hour, and everyone could eat chometz. Nitlachas toilin. Once one was taken, now we're entering the fifth hour, which is aloch of toilin loy oichem loy sorfen. It ushtein, then hischil kol ha'om sorfen. Let's see, the Rashi over here, Shlichalz, Rashi, Shal Chometz, Yischalz, V'chometz, I suppose because most of them were not Chometz. shall toy the psus when mafarish man paslinu, where the pasuls come from, the Gemara will talk about. Hoyimenoches pelar Pesach, they were placed there on erev Pesach. Al gav ha'itzdeva stov shohoy baharabayis shesham miskabsim v'yoshim bnei adam v'hiroynais in the sim. There's a place, some kind of how do you call it? You know, you have rows of benches, like bleachers. Yeah, something like some kind of a. Something that was set up over there. People able to see that was acted as the simon. La'achas mehen Rashi says b'tchilas chomesh bo shliach bezdin v'noit la'achas. Beginning the fifth hour, bezdin shen shliach to take one, and that was a simon that we're entering the fifth hour that achila is awesome. Let's continue the Mishnah, the third shita. Third shita, the Mishnah. Regamliel oimer chulin necholin kol arba. Rabbi Gamliel says as follows. Rabbi Gamliel holds basically like Rabbi Yehuda Shita that is an Isra Achila during the fifth hour. However, he says Shuma is able to be eaten during the fifth hour. Only Chulin is what can't be eaten. So that's what he said. Remember, Chulin and Chulin kol arba. Chulin just the fourth hour. Once the fifth hour comes, then all chulin, chomesh chulin is also to eat. Shuma kol chomesh. However, chomesh of truma may be eaten still in the fifth hour. Besofim tchila sheish. It's burned in the sixth hour. Rashi explains, v'truma kol chomesh, the osur lahavsi kochim biyodayim kol zman shiyochol la'oichlon. The problem, and the problem with answering the truma is because it's also to be mafsid truma. That's the problem. Therefore, Ramil holds the Chazal didn't answer. Now, that Rashi is an interesting Rashi over here. Point out, Rashi says, "Ofs lahafsid kochet biyodayim kolz man shiocho lo'ichlan." It's also to be mafsid to ruin. Rashi says, "Kochim includes truma." In this case, kol zman shiyocho lo'ichlan, as long as it's mutter to eat it. So this needs a little explanation. So how are we doing that? How are we being mafsid the truma biyodayin kol zman shiyocho lo'ichlan? You're talking about the shoa chamishus, right? The shoa shishis, like Rashi says further, v'sof mitchile shesh, tovada rubato ben shesh l'sheva, that Chazal felt that we have to do that. Since most people are toyes, the Chazal had to give the dinner of the sixth hour, of the seventh hour to the sixth hour, and we even burn truma during that time. But now in the fifth hour, the reason why truma may be eaten is because it can't be mafsid truma biyadayim. Now that needs a little explanation, because no one's be mafsid biyadayim. The question just would be toilet, right? Not to eat it. Not to eat it, and then you'll burn it the next hour, which regardless is happening. So what does it mean that the reason why we couldn't aser truma, because also lahavs yukachim biyadayim. So in the shiurim over there by Rabbi Yashiv, he touches up the Rashi, he says that it refers to the iser drabona. You know, this the chazal, were chazal to give an iser. This is what we're referring to, that's also lahavsid biyadayim. Giving the decree, giving the iser drabonon, which still needs explanation, why is that considered biyadayim, but that's what he explains, it goes on. That being that, you're not allowed to be mafsid kosh biyadayim, so if Chazal were to have answered that would be mafsid kosh biyadayim. That's what it means over here. Okay, so it's needs a little bit of explanation to understand how this works, but that's the background over here. And this we've seen in the Gemara and Afi Gimel. As far as this is concerned, Kipshuta, there's a machlekes over here. This is the third shita, which means to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, truma is no different. And this that one may not eat during the fifth hour includes truma. Rabbi Gamliel is coming to say that truma has a different din.
that middle case is actually a separate shita. It seemed like it was just an example of what Rabbi Yehuda held.
Right, this Oyram Rabbi Yehuda, I mean with the Shtei Chalas?
Yeah.
You're right, that's not another sheet, right.
So the three sheets
is all there. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and then at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel. Right?
But to be mastered kashrim is a deraisa, no?
Right.
So how could Rabbi Yehuda not be concerned with this? And allow it to be toiled on the
fifth? Well, I mean... Okay, I mean, see, this is really the question that we're asking right now. It's Osti Mafsa Biyadayim, right? We wouldn't have considered this a hefsid just by not eating it, right? You know, what you're doing is you're not actually going and destroying it, right?
So
you're not eating it, and you're lambing it.
But you can't, you've effectively done that, no?
See, but even in the Rashi says, also have some kachrim biyadayim, right? Maybe what you want to ask is that, you know, what does Rashi need that for? But what we see from the Rashi is, the Rashi says, also have some biyadayim, just to be mafsid with Sheva al Taise, by not doing something, that seems to be, wouldn't have been the problem over here, right? Maybe you could ask why, right? But we see from Rashi, that even in explaining Shita Shem Amliel, he tells us that it's also a Hafsa Biyadayim, and this somehow is considered a Hafsa Biyadayim. Right? It's hard enough for us to understand why this is considered a Hafsa Biyadayim. That's why it's really Amliel, which is the Shita, which needs explanation according to the Rashi, rather than Shita's Rabbi Yehuda.
So Biyadayim means that he mamash has it.
No, biyadayim means that you're doing an action. You're doing something positive to cause to be destroyed. That needs explanation over here. Now, but what you could ask is that why do we need biyadayim? I mean, isn't it also to cause it? So that we have to know if that's true. I have to be ma'ayin in the halachos over there. Right? Someone. So, first of all, as far as rabbanon, before many times that rabbanon that to do something for if Chazal have a reason to do something, then they can be matla the raisa b'sheva al taisa. You find that right? You know, if Chazal are not causing us to do an action to be over the raisa, then they have reason to do that. And over here, this would be a gram, right? Be causing hefsid truma. So then we have to find out, you know, what kind of issa deraisa that involves.
But even Rabbi Gamliel holds that the sixth hour there is a gzera.
Right. So that was that Rashi that we explained before. That the sixth hour, that's what Rashi comes to explain. The havada ruba tov bein sheish l'sheva, right? So over there, apparently the chashash is very strong over there. So Chazal over there, in order to prevent a person from being over, as far as they were concerned, from an issur of chometz, right? That was the concern over here.
But here,
right?
You're doing mamash b'yadayim because you're doing sreifas.
Right, we understand. Nechnami, you're right.
It's eichlasa, maybe, no?
Okay, I don't know. Eichlasa, but the concern over here was a concern of chometz, right? An issur of chometz.
So your question is, what's the difference? What's the minor between the fifth and sixth hour?
No, it's stronger on the sixth hour. Yes,
because you're still doing it to Rabbanan, and you're still doing it to Rabbanan. That's the question.
And your mom is doing it to your diet.
Yeah.
The right.
Right.
Seventh hour is to rise, the sixth hour is to Rabbanan.
No, to burn truma, the right.
No, but if you think... I understand, but the question was the sixth and fifth hour are now derabanan. So why on the sixth hour you have to burn it, not the fifth hour?
So that Rashi is addressing, right? The bottom Rashi says, the havada ruba tov ben sheish l'sheva. Right? Rashi clearly is coming to say over here the difference between the fifth and this and the sixth. Even if you hold, right, that there's an issur during the fifth hour, but there's definitely a different level in the concern of switching the two times. That's what Rashi is coming to say. And therefore, even though Rabbi Gamliel holds that during the fifth hour we would not be allowed to give an isser on truma to cause it to be burnt, nevertheless, during the sixth hour we can actually go and burn the truma, even though midaraisa it's mutter to eat it. That's because of this concern. Vada ruba tov ben sheish l'sheva. definitely most people make this concern, and this was enough of a basis for Chazal to ask her. Now, Rashi clearly is telling us the difference. And if you want to understand that Seif Kol Seif, you know, you have a valid Araisa and a Sofek Drabon and even a great concern, but, you know, how do they match up? Right? Vice Chazal felt that it was necessary to do that over here. Okay. Now, there's a point over here which is kedai to mention over here that the Rishayim talk about. We're familiar, and we haven't actually seen the Gemara clearly, but we had mentioned already a few places that there's a machlekes, famous machlekes, whether the din of bir chometz is hashbasos bechol dover, the chachomim shita, chometz could be destroyed anyway, and Rabbi Huda shita that it's in bir chometz el disreifa. Now, in this mishnah over here, the Tanoim and the Mishnah make mention to Sreifa. Rabbi Huda, okay, that's his Hishita. Gamliel. They're all talking about Sreifa. And it's interesting that some Rishonim, when they talk about the Halacha, how we paskin, they bring a Raya, that these Tanoim hold that, like Rabbi Huda Shita, as far as that's concerned, the aim bir chometz ela b'sreifa. Then, we more talk about that. But the Ravid argues, and the Ravid says that no, that one should not be medayek that from this Mishnah over here, and he says that. Even according to the Chachamim who hold that Hashbasasa is Bechol Dover, nevertheless, L'chadchila, the best way to destroy something is with Sreifa, because that gets it that it's totally, totally destroyed. So, this that the Tanoim are using a Loshon of Sofim is because there's a din L'chadchila, even according to the Chachamim, Sreifa. That's what this is based on. And he says that the truth is that other things, there's a Mishnah in Tmur which talks about certain things which are Nisrof and certain things which are Nigborin. He equates and brings a Raya from over there that you see there that over there those things also there's a din of Sreifa. Right, that you have to look over there to see if you understand what he means to show from over there. But that's what he says, that you find by other things that, you know, even things which there's no din of Sreifa, nevertheless, L'chadchila, that's the better way to destroy something. It's totally destroyed. Other ways are left, things are left that one could still have an offer from. That's our Banan Shita, right? And the Banan Mishnah says, right? Zariluch Matil Liyam, right? That's the Ikar Hadin, I'm saying, but the Chadchil is still didn't say that's what they're saying over here. Mr. Shem, when we get to over there, we'll see a little bit better. Okay, now everyone saw the sugi over here. The first major part of this daf over here talks about Dine Eidus, and the Gemara is developing the Machlekes, Remeir and Yehuda concerning Eidus, as far as that's concerned, as far as our concerns of a person making a mistake between hours of the day. Right, we're not going to go into that Arichas right now, because we want to just talk about how it pertains to us. Here, we're going to pick up over here. There's a machlekes amiroyim in that Gemara, everyone saw over there, and therefore therefore, there's a difference between the Amiroim over there, whether that, as far as Eidus is concerned, the mistake is less than we have over here in our sugya, a smaller concern, or on the contrary, that is the tois is greater, right? And based on that, the Gemara asks a contradiction to understand how Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir over there work out with the sheet over here. So I want to focus on something which is directly negated to us, and something which is really on the daf over here, which we have to see. Let's see if we could pick up over here. V'rova aliba Rabbi Yehuda. See, this is daf Yud Beis on the base. This is a little bit above the halfway mark. V'rova aliba Rabbi Yehuda. To Adam toya gimel shoyis choshem ashehum. Rava, who tells us that Rabbi Yehuda shita concerning edus, Adam toya gimel shoyis choshem ashehum, that a person could make a mistake a little bit less than 3 hours. It could be off a 3-hour difference. Therefore, the Gemara asks, "Mitchilas dale loynechel." So once that you see by Eidus is such a concern that a person could be off 3 hours. So based on that, we should have the concern that a person might already be in the zman of this aderais, and he thinks he's back a little bit less than 3 hours. So if that's so, then Chazal should have given an iser already in the 4th hour. That's the Gemara's question. Tchilas dal le'nechel. Person shouldn't be able to eat right in the 4th hour. That the Gemara says, Hey chama b'mizvach, sheva chama b'mayriv, v'kosh kein dal. So the Gemara tells us that in these hours of the day, that a person could tell the difference as far as where the sun is supposed to be, so he's not going to make that mistake. The mistake that the Gemara is talking about, a 3-hour difference, is in different hours of the day. Nothing more asked. The Mura says that if the time that we're talking about, that person's not going to make a mistake because it's very apparent from where the sun is supposed to be. So behei, so even during the 5th hour, he should be able to eat. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that the 5th hour is an isra achilu? So nothing more says. We want to skip to over here. Rava Omar, just skip one line. Rava Omar, lav hayna tam Rabbi Yehuda el Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei domar em bir chametz el esreifa. Rava says that the reason for the Isser Achila of the 5th hour of according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is not the Maskana Gemara, but at this point in the Gemara is saying that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's also to eat during the 5th hour is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasi domar em bir chametz el esreifa. Because bir chometz has to be done through sreifa, burning process. And Chazal wanted to make sure that a person will have time to collect the wood, to have the wood in order to burn it. So that's why Chazal gave nisra achila during the 5th hour. Right? So this Gemara is saying, based on what the Gemara had said as far as Eidus is concerned, that really we don't have a concern. Right? We don't have a concern. A 2-hour concern, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that's not why he says that not only 6th hour is also, but even 5th hour is also. The reason why the 5th hour is also is for a different reason. That since the 6th hour is the time to burn it, and the mitzvah is to, he holds them, the rice, so the mitzvah is to burn the chametz. So Chazal wanted to make sure that a person has what he needs in order to burn it. So Chazal said that during the 5th hour, no one should be eating the chametz in order to be able to make sure that a person gets hold of the firewood necessary to make the sreifa. Now, according to that, of course, it's understood the problem that we had before, right? That didn't an isra achil and isra hano, right? In order to do this, we just wanted that that was maspik in order to give the person the time. Right? It wasn't because of a chashash. If you look in the Rashi says as follows. You see the Rashi? The Rashi is two lines up from the wide lines. V'rava Omar. See that? V'rava Omar tam Rabbi Yehuda bel chometz lav mishum to'usihi. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda asks us the fifth hour is not because of a mistake. That's the way this point is going. D'lo to inshi bein chomesh l'sheva. Because a person can't make such a mistake. Adam Shavachama b'mizrach ha'dimora says that it's apparent from the position of the sun. If so, so the more, right? So why does Rabbi Yehuda say that the fifth hour is awesome? The reason why Rabbi Yehuda says you can't eat, Rabbi Yehuda is going according to his reasoning in the Mishnah later on. The Mishnah later on says, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. To burn it. That's how one has to get rid of his chometz. Hilchos Osra Bonam Bachilosoi. Therefore, Chazal gave an Israel during that fifth hour, Kidei Shehele Pnai, in order that he should have time, Lakit Eitzim Bein Time. That during that time, he'll be able to collect the wood to make sure that he'll have the necessary means to be Mekai in the midst of the Raisa to burn the chometz. V'ish Shoris Tei Kol Chomesh in a Nizkar. Because I were concerned that if we allow him to have the Heta Achila during the fifth hour, he'll be busy and he'll forget. And he won't remember that he has to prepare the wood. Now that Chazal Aser, in Isra Achila, he'll remind himself, it's an Isra Chomes, and during this time, he'll remind himself and then he'll go make the proper provisions. That's what the Gemara says at this point. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question over here, which this small brisa appears over here, in this sugya, but it's something very important, like we'll see in a minute, as far as the Yehuda Shita of Sreifa. Eisvei Ravin L'Rova. Ravina asks the kasha to Rova. Amar Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, this Rabbi Yehuda, our Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Ein B'Yechom Tzal Sreifa, Rabbi Yehuda says as follows, Emor sign. When do I say that bir chomet has to be done dafka b'sreifa shloi b'shas b'yurei? At a time which is called shloi b'shas b'yurei. And we'll see there's a big machlokes in the Rishonim what these two times are. But the first point that you see in this brayis is that Rabbi Yehuda is dividing the time. This that bir chomet is b'sreifa, he says in this brayis always, it's not always. I agree with the Chachamim that there's a certain point of time that Hashbasocha is b'chold over. Emos, and when did I say that B'chomis is b'sefer? That Shaloi b'shas b'yurei. Av b'shas b'yurei, Hashbasocha is b'chold over. That's the Braisim. Rashi explains, let's see the Rashi. Three lines from the wide lines down. Emos, Isaac Rashi. Emos, ani yoyme em b'chomis el b'sefer. When is it? During what period of time do I say that B'chomis must be done with b'sefer? That's at a point of time which is called Shaloi B'Sha'az Bi'uray. Not during the time that it's supposed to be destroyed. That's the literal translation. What is this time? B'Tchil HaSheish V'Chol Sheish. This refers to the sixth hour. The sixth hour. Up till the end of the sixth hour. The Katim D'Raisa Shori. That during this time, Mid'Raisa, it's Mutter. And that's why it's called Shaloi B'Sha'az Bi'uray, because this is not, this time is a time that Midaraisa, you're not mukhayif to burn it. It's Mutter Midaraisa. Aval B'Sha'az Bi'uray, Rabbi Yehuda continues, B'Sha'az Bi'uray, at the time that Midaraisa, one has to be Mevar, has to get rid of his chometz, that's B'Sheva, Shumuz Min HaTayra, then Hashpasos is B'Chold Over. So first of all, this is how Rashi explains the Braisa. Right? Rabbi Yehuda, once again, according to Rashi, is that the Din Sreifa is only until this Mambir Min HaTorah. And that's what's called Shloi B'Sha'az B'Yurei. Because Min HaTorah, there's no Din to be Mevar at this time. Right? The Ach B'Yom HaShishin V'Yishin Hashbisu starts from the seventh hour. After, that's when it's Dafko b'sreifa. During the seventh hour, which is the Zman Bim Na Torah, that Rabbi Yehuda says, Hashpasos b'chol dover. Right, so that's, first of all, what the Braisa says. Now, in context of the Gemara, what does the Gemara mean to ask with this? Gemara is coming to ask a kasha over here. Rav had just said that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that one may not eat chametz during the fifth hour is in order to make sure that he'll be able to collect the wood that he needs for the mitzvah sreifa. And the Gemara is asking now, Ravina is asking kasha on left. In this Braisa, you see not like that. Rashi continues to explain. Rashi says, therefore, v'toyrach zeh loma. This part of the Rashi is now explaining in conjunction with the Gemara that according to this Braisa, then what Rava had just said in explanation from Yehuda Shita is not going to be understandable. V'toyrach zeh loma. Why is it necessary? Why would Chazal want to set up a situation that a person to make sure to get wood? Why is it necessary to do that? If he doesn't have wood, now that we see Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is a time bracket that you can match up to Hashpasos Becholdover, once the seventh hour comes, then you Mekayim, they didn't arise anyway. So why are Chazal so concerned to make sure that he has his wood to be Mekayim, they didn't Sreifa? That didn't Sreifa, this that there's a Hakpada to only do it b'sreifa is only up till the end of the sixth hour. A person doesn't have it, so he's fine. So he'll burn it during the seventh. He'll get rid of it during the seventh hour, which any other way that he might have wanted to do it. So the Gemara's kasha is that it doesn't make sense to say that Chazal asked the fifth hour in order to ensure that a person should have wood to burn it. That would be true, according to Behuda, that the only way to be mekayim yudin is by burning it. If that would be true in all at any point of time, then Chazal wanted to make sure that he has the wood to do that. But being the effect, more effect Ravin to Rav, that after, once the seventh hour starts, then it's Hashpasos, so he's behold over. So we don't understand why Chazal should want necessarily to make sure they should have the wood. He could be kind of the Raisa just by waiting for the seventh hour. And anyway, that's the Gemara's kasha. Right, and based on that, right, the Gemara says, Elam Arava, Gzerim Shemim Mu'unan, that the concern over here is for a cloudy day, and as the Gemara continues. But I want to spend a few minutes right now just on this, because this is something very important that we have to remember over here. Tosfos over here and all the Rishonim ask a number of questions on Rashi. Let's just see if we can see the Tosfos over here to start us off. So right now we're focusing on the Braisa itself. Right? The Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, is saying that even though I hold Ein Bir Chometz Ela B'Sreifa, however, it's not in all situations. There's a difference between Shloi B'Shas Biurei and B'Shas Biurei. It's only at the time bracket called Shloi B'Shas Biurei. B'Shas Biurei is Hashpasos also behold of it. Rashi had explained that Shloi B'Shas Biurei means during the time that it's Mutam in HaTorah. That's called Shaloi B'Shas Biurei. The Torah is not telling you to destroy that till the end of the sixth hour. That's when the din is Sreifa. From the seventh hour, being in the seventh hour and on, then even if Yehuda agrees, Hashpasos is behold over. Right? Agrees to the Chacham. Taisa says as follows. You see Taisa over here? The Masa Emosai Shaloi B'Shas Biurei. Pirja Kunchus Rashi explains Shaloi B'Shas Biurei means B'Shesh. During the sixth hour. Right? Till the end of the sixth hour. B'shas bi'urai means b'kan ve'elech, from there on, u'parach, and therefore Rashi explains, the Moras Kash is as follows. Hoil b'shas bi'urish b'ashpasos b'choldovar, being glad. During the seventh hour, even if Yehuda agrees that you don't have to burn it necessarily, is hashpasos b'choldovar. Therefore the Moras question is, yam t'nad sheva, wait till the seventh hour. Why is it necessary, Chazal, to make sure that a person has time to collect the wood? Why is it so necessary to collect the wood? You can time the rice even without Sreifa. That's the Gemara's kasha. But kasha, Tosfos asks a question on Rashi. Kasha Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam asks a question. Heichi yamtin ad sheva levaroi. How could we allow him to wait till the seventh hour to destroy the chometz? Haskin le'el maskon of the Gemara before was the gozer b'ud b'shasi suroi livdoik. Rabbi Yehuda Shita, if you remember the mission that Yudom obeys, Rabbi Yehuda, Maskranas HaGemara was that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if a person didn't make a bedika at the proper time that he did, he should continue making a bedika. However, only till a certain point, till Shas Habir, Two shas abir. That's a Behuda Shita. But once there's an Issa Daraisa, the point of in the seventh hour, we don't want a person to go looking for chametz, because we're concerned that a person might come to eat it. That's Behuda Shita over there. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam is asking, based on that, so how could the Gemara over here, according to Rashi, how could the Gemara be asking that since during the seventh hour one could get rid of the chametz anyway, even without burning, so a person doesn't have, well, fine, he'll wait till the seventh hour, let him wait till the seventh hour to get rid of his chametz. On that, Tosfos is asking that, well, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who was concerned that we're afraid a person might come to eat his chametz. If he has chametz around during the Zman of the Daraisa. So the Gemara wouldn't be asking a question over here, let him wait. We don't want him to wait till the seventh hour. That's Tosfos' question. Some unfortunate talk about over here that at first glance one lechari could make a difference between bedika and beer. Over there the Gemara was talking about making a bedika. At what time should you search for the chametz? So over there, Rabbi Yehuda was saying that we don't want to search for chametz because the person might come to eat it. But over here, we're actually talking about burning the chametz itself. Right? Burning the chametz itself, like the Gemara had said a svaro according to the Chachamim, that you're oisik in getting rid of it when achai should come to eat it, that could be that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if you're coming to burn it, then we're not concerned. Okay, could be not so simple, but possibly such a chiluk maybe to explain Shita's Rashi. Akapon, the first question that Tosfos asks is that how could the Gemara suggest that he should leave the chametz till the seventh hour and burn it then in the more convenient way, you know, without having to find Eitzim? According to Yehuda, we're very concerned that a person should not have chametz around at the time of the Issa D'Raisa, because we're concerned he might come to eat it. That's question number one. Okay, so that question is more in the context of the Gemara's kasha. V'oid, a second question is like this. B'shas bi'ud ma'asis nahayin b'sheish. Second question, Tosis is asking as far as terminology is concerned, right? We mentioned this last week, that the terminology that the Mishnah uses, like in the Mishnah on that, you know, on the base, right? The Mishnah before, the Mishnah talked about a contribute to Baikin or Yudal over Shas Habir. Shas Habir over there always, the Mishnah, Shas Habir always refers to the Zman that Chazal gave to burn, which is the sixth hour. Rashi over here is translating that Shalei B'Shas Habir was the sixth hour, and B'Shas Habir is the seventh hour. That's Tosfos' question. The terminology that Rashi's that the Braisa over here is using is different than that of the Mishnah according to Rashi's Pshat. So this is a question on the Braisa itself. Rashi's explanation of the Braisa itself. V'oid, another question. This is a very strong question. The next question over here. We didn't see the Gemara yet, but we just have Yehuda know that Ein Bir Chometz El B'Sreif. Since we're going to the Gemara, we'll see better when we get there, but it's a limit from Noiser, by Noiser, right? The Pasuk says specifically by Noiser to burn it. And the Yehuda has a limit from Noiser, right? That's how he knows that the Hashbosa of Chometz has to be done similar to that of Noiser. Now, if that's the limit, so the time period that chometz has to be destroyed with sreifa should be, of course, that in the same that you have that you find by noiser. Right? Noiser is if basar kochim is left over after his man achila. Different korbanos at different time slots to eat. 1 day, 2 days, but after that time, when the basar is left over that time period becomes noiser. Also for a person to eat it, and there's a mitzvah to sreifa. Right? Noiser mishlishi ba'ish tisarif. And the pasuk says, so Tosfos says as follows: "V'oy, the minoyser yam from Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda learns from noiser. That's where he gets that chometz is has to be sreifa. V'noiser, when is noiser burnt? Achar shiuroi ton sreifa. Noiser is burnt, of course, after when the time slot to eat it is over, and it becomes Nesar, that's when there's a mitzvah of Sreifa. Or Ibn Chomet, so too Chomets. Taisis is asking a very strong question. If you know where Rabbi Yehuda got his din from, learn from Nesar, how did it come to be? According to Rashi, the din Sreifa is till the man that it's also. Not chometz, till the seventh hour. That's the point of Rashi. That's when you gotta burn it. Right? The truth of the matter is you could ask maybe even without this that where is there a din according? Is it din deraisa? I mean this din sreifa is a psalimud. It's mutar min hatorah. You can eat it during this time. Right? Well, what does it mean? How do you come to make a din to burn it during this time? Right?
Well, there is no din. It's a mitzvah.
What?
Only the case is a mitzvah.
Only according to
Tosfos, it's a mitzvah.
Mi cheshbening. What do you mean?
Rashi from before.
That
the din of the tashbisu, the way in tashbisu. No.
What do you mean?
That Rashi held that tashbisu was bittul. That the mitzvah is bittul. It's sreifos.
No, I mean, but I don't think it's limited to bittul, right?
The mitzvah to burn.
Whatever it is, right? I mean, whatever the tashbisu is contributes to get rid of the chometz, yeah. Right? Included in that, Rashi says, Torah doesn't say l'tavaro, so it's included bittul. Right, uh-huh. But
Sreifa learned from there also.
Keep shooting, right? Right. I mean, uh-huh. That's the din. Pashas Rabbi Yehuda's din is this that the Torah is telling to get rid of it through a limud from Noiser tells me that should be done specifically in this oifen. Akoponim. But Tosfos is asking, and in this way, that I mean, it's you learning it from Noiser, so it's similar to Noiser. When is there a din to burn the Noiser after it's Nesar? Once you go over the time, the boss says also. Was also to eat. It's also by no. Is then now there's a din sreifa. So the chomets like that. Once you reach the seventh hour, now you have the iser chomets. Now there's a din to burn it. How did it come to be that you're learning up that by chomets from noiser it the din to burn it before it becomes also. Mm-hmm. A very strong question. Yeah. So let's see over here Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. Most Rishonim learn like this. Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam, the opposite, right? The two time slots in the Braisa Shloi Bishas Yisurei Mishas Yisurei is Rabbeinu Tam learns differently. Shloi Bishas Biurei Hainu Achashesh Shloi Vaolim Mevarim Bishesh. That Tosfos explains, like he mentioned before, in the Mishnayos, in the usage of the Tanoim, Shas Bi'ura always refers to the Zman of when Chazal were Mechayev the Sreifa, which is during the sixth hour. Right? That's what B'Shas Bi'ura means. Shloi B'Shas Bi'ura, over here, will mean that not at a time that people are not being Mevar, that means that because since, like Tosfos explains, everyone is Mevar the Chometz, Kemesas Chacham during the sixth hour. So that's why the seventh hour is referred to Shloi B'Shas Biurei. So according to Tosfos, the Cheshbon works out is the other way. That the mitzvah Sreifa in the Torah is Taka in the seventh hour and on. That's what we learn from Noiser. Since it's Nesam in our Torah, that's the din of Sreifa. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam said. For example, Shloi B'Shas Biurei Hainu Achas Sheish Shloi V'Oil Mevar Meshesh K'tin Chacham. Since most people burn it during the sixth hour, like Chazal Masakin, so that's why we refer to the seventh hour as Shloi B'Shas Biurei, not during the time that people get rid of it, because most people have already gotten rid of it during the sixth hour. Right? That's why we refer to the seventh hour Shloi B'Shas Biurei. And the reason for this difference, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is because we learn from Noiser, and Noiser, like Tosfos asked on Rashi, the din Sreifa is only after it becomes Nesar. So that's why the din of Chometz, the din of Sreifa's Chometz, is Dafka La'achas Manisurei from in the seventh hour. During the sixth hour, there's no din, even if a person, like we saw before, a person could be mekayim his din deraisa possibly, right? If he gets rid of his chometz earlier, that could be done anyway. In any way, during the sixth hour, it could be done any time. Now, according to the way Tosfos learns, let's just put this back into the Gemara, right? It's it's very simple, the Gemara's kasha, right? Because now the Gemara had said that according to Rehud, the fifth hour is also. Why is the fifth hour also? Because we want a person to be able to have wood in order to be mekayim the mitzvahs reifa. And that the Gemara asks, well, grata during the time that most people are getting rid of their chametz, the din ha-Torah, regardless, is not dafkus reifa. So there's no reason for Chazal to have to make a takana to ask in order for a person to have wood, if during this time, the truth of the matter is a person can mekayim the din deraisa even by getting rid of it anyway. And that's the Gemara's kasha. Right? So according to the way Tosfos learned, the Gemara's kasha is much simpler. Right? Right now, this first bracket of time that you have, during this time, when people are going to be getting rid of their chametz anyways, there's no din in Torah, even contra Yehuda, because it's Reifa. Right? That's what the Gemara is asking. So therefore, it couldn't be that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda asks the Shal Chamishas, the Gemara is asking, is because in order to get wood. And if the Gemara is Chayza, the Gemara is in the Chalami. It's Chash, because of Yom HaMuna. If you want to see a little bit in the Yishuv Tashitas Rashi, from the questions, I think all the Rishonim argue on Rashi about this, and the questions that they ask are very strong. So if you look in the Pnei Yeshua, talks about some of the questions, and in the Sfas Emes talks about this also. He explains this last question. Tosfos brings it right from Yerushalmi at the end, right? And that Mepharshim also talk about that. It's not so simple. If you look in the Yerushalmi over there, It's not so simple whether the Yerushalmi is clearly not like Rashi. Pnei Yeshua is on the contrary. If you learn the Yerushalmi well, the Yerushalmi would seem to come out maybe like Rashi.